Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Open phones for you to join us here and bring up anything that you want to talk about. 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160 as we kick off the third hour of the program here. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
And don't forget to join us on our social media platform over at social.freetalklive.com. I just tooted, as they call it, tooted out the various different stories we were talking about regarding Cuba and the restrictions in the United States there and the value of the Cuban peso. A lot of the stuff we discussed over the last 2 hours are on the Free Talk Live profile or the at FTL profile there at social.freetalklive.com. If you're sick and tired of the big tech platforms holding an axe over your head, then come on over to social.freetalklive.com and you will have way more freedom to speak here than you will there. So check that out. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And for the very first time ever, we have on our SIP line, which no one has gotten this successfully working until now. So congratulations, TJ the Spy. You're on Free Talk Live.
It's good to be with you guys. Aria, it's a pleasure to see you back on the air.
Thanks. Yeah.
Well, I've stayed on the air pretty consistently.
Pretty consistently. I meant to say it's good to see you back on the air with Ian, because Ian's
in the studio here.
It's good to be back.
I wanted to answer your question about the Capitol Lego set. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, so the Lego set of the protester was of the Capitol building. So the prosecution is alleging that they used the Capitol building Lego set to help plan the attack.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it wasn't actually having more than one building and, like, a whole layout of downtown D.C.
It was a Lego set of the Capitol building, and they said that was the planning.
Detailed is this Lego set? I mean, does it have all of the floors and the building interiors, or is it just,
it's just the exterior and...
So it's useless for planning.
It's going around the legal blogs. Everybody's making fun of the prosecutor because.
Wow. You know. That's good to hear. That's heartwarming.
Yeah. So how are bail conditions for you guys? Are you holding up okay? Because I know it really sucks to be out. Like, I don't know whether I'd want to be in jail or out of jail, because both ways, you know, it's like they have all these hooks in you that you can't get out of. You know, it's like can't do this, can't go anywhere without permission, can't drink, can't smoke pot, can't do this, can't do that.
And yeah, like, I know the feeling.
Guys, how are you coping with it?
It sucks. I mean, it sucks to be owned. It sucks to have a master. And, I mean, everybody has the federal master at some level. And it's just they're even more present in our lives than they've ever been. And it's no fun.
Well, I hope once you're found not guilty of all this stupid stuff that, you know, that's what's frustrating, is that they could come after you again and again and again. So there's nothing to stop them from, you know, filing a third set of charges or a second set of charges. And
yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, obviously, if they want to cook something up, they can. Thankfully, at least in the first raid, in the case that they raided us in 2016, they didn't cook anything up. Thank goodness in that particular case. But you know, this time around, it's going to be a bit of a different situation. So I appreciate your optimism that you think the case will go so well in our favor.
Now, people are finally getting stuff back from that first raid, aren't they?
TJ got his stuff back.
Yes. I've had to sue the FBI. I asked for it back, and they said no, so I sued them, and then they said okay.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Small victory.
Thank you. Don't worry. You'll get your stuff back soon, Ian, so just got to wait for the I won't say too much right now, but you'll be getting your stuff back from that March raid of 2016.
And then the investigation into the current, led to the current raid began pretty much immediately there.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how it started right after they messed up the first one. They're like, God curses, we can't get Ian Freeman on 18 U.S.C. section 2252, so we're going to have to go with, I don't know, 18 U.S.C. section 371 conspiracy.
Oh, that plus a myriad of other charges.
Continuing a financial crimes enterprise and wire fraud and everything. I'm surprised they didn't charge everyone with FBAR violations or something.
Don't give them any ideas.
Ideas, right? Yeah. That's
with what violations?
Foreign bank account reports. it's one of those things that if you have a foreign bank account, the IRS asks that you fill out a one-page form telling them you have a foreign bank account. And the trick is it's illegal to willfully not file one. So if you ever, any point in the year, you have $10,000 or more in a foreign bank account or a sum of foreign bank accounts, you have to fill out this FBAR, or foreign bank account report, with the IRS. And your willful failure to file it is a felony. So, you know, the thing is, I always tell people, shut up if the IRS ever comes to the door, because if your lawyer says, look, my client didn't know about these reporting requirements, he's willing to comply with them now, you'll get a lot easier treatment than if you say, I don't think I should have to comply with the law.
Mm.
You know.
So, TJ, I heard a rumor you might be coming up to New Hampshire.
I am. I'm actually in Missouri. James is with me, but he's be going down to Georgia to see his folks. But I'll be up there in a few days.
Oh, he's breaking away. He's not coming up here with you?
No, he's – well, he got the COVID shot, so he has the flu right now. Uh-huh. He had a little bit of a reaction to it, but not much.
How long are you staying in New Hampshire? Are you going to be here in Keene for Nightcap Friday night?
Yes, I will be.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. So that's one of the things Aria can do that I cannot do. I have been actually asked if I could go to the park at night this weekend and was told no.
Care to share, care to share how you asked that question?
No, I don't want to.
via email. Obviously.
Yes, via email. Yeah, everything's via email. Well, most things are via email. I mean, my probation officer could be a lot worse, I'm sure, than, you know, he is. I'm sure I'm not his most difficult client. I imagine he deals with a lot of kind of bad characters, because, you know, actual, like, dangerous types that he has to deal with. So.
Yeah, but I imagine you are the type of person to make his life as difficult as possible.
Why?
Because that's what you do with bureaucrats.
Yeah, Ian making life difficult for bureaucrats, I would never
guess. That's not true. That's not true. When it comes to jailers, I don't
Fair
make
point.
Their lives difficult. I understand that they are tasked with this job. It's a sucky job, and I'm not there to make their job worse so they can take it out on me, basically. The only thing that I did that might be considered that was refuse to wear a mask, and I have a medical reason not to, and they just, you know, some of them didn't like that, but all of them respected that. And otherwise, I, you know, when I'm in jail, I'll do what I'm told, because first of all, you do what you're told, you get out earlier, usually, right? Like, if you're actually sentenced in most places, if you're a good little boy or girl, you'll get out on good time. So, like, here in New Hampshire, it's a 2/3 good time rule. If you're not good, then you stay in for 3/3. So, you know, the incentives are there, and
that's a sensible approach.
You don't want the person who feeds you to not like you. You know what I mean?
Fair point.
Yeah.
Well, it's been fun being on, Ian, and that's all I have
to say. All right, TJ the Spy.
I'm praying for you guys.
We'll see you here sooner rather than later. Thanks for the call, and enjoy the ride. Sounded great, by the way, on that sip. Almost like he was sitting here in the studio with us, and maybe he will be when he comes up to hang out here in Keene. For those that don't know, that's TJ the Spy, former co-host here on Free Talk Live. He was actually my roommate at the time when the Free Talk Live studios were raided the first time in 2016. And that's what he was referencing there. So, interesting character. Former NSA agent.
That's why we call him TJ the Spy.
Yeah, he has a lot of interesting stories to tell. So we were telling you about what's happening down in South Africa with hundreds of people already in custody. Almost 500 suspects have been arrested in two provinces with massive protests that have turned into looting and arson. I saw a video this afternoon of what looked like hundreds of people just streaming in and out of a shopping mall, carrying everything from chest freezers to furniture, all kinds of whatever they could get their hands on.
So the same old story. People are using, you know, legitimate outrage as an excuse to basically
to take stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
To steal.
So that's happening. And things are, you know, buildings are being burned. People are shooting at each other. It's not clear. The video that I saw was armed men. The video camera was on the side of the armed men, and the armed men are like being sort of approaching a group of rioters who are, they're just sort of in this like large street with grass on the side. There's not really much else going on except things being thrown at the armed men. So presumably they're the cops, but they don't appear to be in any sort of uniform or anything like that. So who knows who they actually are. And they're shooting at the rioters who are throwing throwing things at them. So this is a very violent and dangerous conflict all over the president of South Africa, who has been put in a jail cell.
What is he accused of?
I don't know. That's a great question. We can high-level corruption in his 9 years in office. There's more on the way. If you want to share your thoughts, 603-283-6160, you can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Open phones. The number 603-283-6160. Or call us on SIP. Our SIP address, ftl.onsip.info. Sorry, it's ftl at ftl.onsip.info. www.onzip.info. You can get that on our website and get the instructions on how to set up your client. It's one of those things where you got to set up an account and then make sure that the client is set up correctly and has all the options set. So there's like maybe a 10-minute investment of time here to get this thing rolling. But, man, once you do, you'll sound as good as TJ did just a moment ago.
Yeah, the quality was fantastic.
Yeah, and then once you get it set up, it's like, boom, boom, you're connected. And there's you don't even have to wait for it to ring.
Nice.
It just opens a connection and you're on. As long as somebody else isn't on the line, which so far TJ's the only one who's called in a month that we've had it available. So,
well, he's an IT, former IT person, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he knows his stuff when it comes to the Internet. But, you know, if you follow the instructions step by step, it should work for you, too. So go to freetalklive.com, scroll on down. When we're not on the air, there's like a little window at the top of the website that has our phone number and then the word SIP next to it. If you click on SIP, it takes you right to the instructions. So that's an easy way to find it. But it's not there during our live hours for whatever reason. So let's talk about crypto. Aria, change gears here. We've done a lot of international coverage tonight with the protests in Cuba and the riots.
We also explained how cryptocurrency would help the Cubans.
Yes, it would, by cutting out the middleman, which is one of the amazing things that cryptocurrency allows people to do, is cut out the banks, cut out the Western unions, cut out the governments from the picture of money. And when you do that, and you combine the Internet with, you know, mathematics and cryptography, you get an amazing, and decentralization, you get an amazing way of transferring value from one individual to another without anyone being able to stand in the way. Now, in some
cases...
That's
a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is a beautiful thing. In some cases, though, some of these crypto tokens are reversible. So keep in mind, not all cryptocurrencies are created equal. Just because it's a cryptocurrency or a token or whatever doesn't mean that you have irreversibility. Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, you know, Dash, Monero, all these things.
Ethereum Classic.
Yeah.
But these, not Ethereum.
Exactly. Well, these tokens I was going to tell you about are all based on Ethereum, which all of them, or almost all of them, are reversible. So you do need to do a little bit of due diligence before you decide which one of these things to utilize.
Yes, because if it's reversible, then someone ultimately can just take your money from you.
Someone being usually the government. And we can talk about
that. Or just the institution behind the token.
That's correct, but usually they only do that at the behest of law enforcement. So the times when, for instance, stablecoins, and we'll talk about what a stablecoin is, it's usually dollar-backed or backed by some other thing, a crypto token, there have been requests made by law enforcement to some of the stablecoin issuers, like USDC, and USDC has obliged the law enforcement of those requests and has reversed certain transactions of their
stablecoin. I did not know that had happened.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All the more reason to avoid them.
Yes.
Not to mention they're pegged to the USD, so they're pegged to a dying currency.
Indeed. So Bloomberg reporting, and Yahoo Finance has the story, regulators are worried about hidden risks to investors and even the financial system stemming from a fast-growing corner of the crypto market meant to be immune from volatility. Their focus is on so-called stablecoins, a form of cryptocurrency that has a fixed price, typically $1, and is backed by real money reserves.
But they're still volatile because the USD is also volatile. It's constantly losing value.
Yes, but people don't see it that way. You're right, Aria. The dollar... Is that volatile? Because volatile suggests it could go up or down.
Good point.
I would say it's consistent in that it goes down in value. It's predictable in that it goes down in value. So I wouldn't say volatile is really the right word for that. It is unpredictable as far as what the rate of its decline is. So whether it's, you know, 3% in a year or 20% in a year, I don't know. And they won't tell you because they don't report those numbers accurately on purpose.
Yeah, they will never give a straight answer about what inflation is actually occurring.
But I guess really the term stablecoin comes from the idea that the thing is tethered to another thing. Like the crypto token, the electronic thing, is tethered to a real life thing, whether it be the dollar or the euro or an ounce of gold.
Now, how is that different from how your digital dollars in a U.S. bank account are also tethered to real dollars, where you could just go to your bank and withdraw that money? And you get USD from it versus using...
The difference is these are on cryptocurrency networks, and so therefore can be transferred without the approval of banks, which makes them more useful.
Sure.
Right. So you and I both know what it's like dealing with banks when it comes to, you know, going into banks and having them do things. In the case of a stablecoin, while, yeah, in theory, they could reverse the transaction. Like you said, you'd never even heard of that happening. So it's less likely that...
I knew it was possible, on Tether, but I hadn't
It's possible
heard
on that. All of them, from what I understand, with the exception of... Or all of the Ethereum-based ones, at least.
DAI.
With the exception of
DAI. DAI is also on...
It is, but that's the one that doesn't have the reversibility factor, because DAI is a decentralized stablecoin. So DAI is a dollarized stablecoin that's not actually backed by dollars. It's backed by cryptocurrency deposits and valued in dollars. And how all that works, I can't explain it to you.
I can't imagine the programming. And
it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing product. I think of all the stablecoins on the Ethereum system, DAI is the most interesting.
It's also on the Bitcoin Cash Network.
DAI is now?
I thought it was.
I didn't know that. You should verify that. I know USDC and Tether, I think, are on Bitcoin. Or Tether definitely is on Bitcoin Cash. I'm not sure about USDC. I think USDC is on Stellar and a few others. And USDT, Tether is on a bunch of them.
And I don't know. For whatever reason, I thought DAI was on Bitcoin. I thought it started on Bitcoin Cash and then went to Ethereum.
No,
so,
no, yeah, it was always originally an Ethereum token, because it's got a complex contract out there. DAI is very complicated, because it has to do with people depositing other cryptocurrencies in larger amounts than what are issued. So in order to issue or to mint new DAI into existence, there has to be at least 150% of Bitcoin or Ethereum put into the system. And I think some people collateralize like 200 or 300%, because if the value of the Ethereum that you've locked into the DAI system drops too much, they'll like liquidate your holdings, and then you won't be able to get the Ethereum back if you turn in the DAI. It's a very complicated system, and it's interesting if you want to dig into it. That's not what we should do here on the radio. So, but as far as reversibility is concerned, I think if you're using Tether on like the Bitcoin Cash network, I don't think they can reverse that, because Bitcoin Cash just has tokens. It doesn't have the contract aspect associated with it, where the people that write the contract can put in reversal tools and things. But don't quote me on that. That's just what I've heard. If you want to weigh in, you can at 603-283-6160.
It's definitely a complicated subject.
Well, it's simple, at least in the idea that what we're talking about here is a simple concept, in that there are cryptocurrency tokens that trade over these cryptocurrency networks that are backed by dollars. That's what this article is focusing on. And at the end of May, according to the story here at Bloomberg, the total market capitalization of the stablecoins, which include the ones offered by crypto firms Tether and Center, those are the two biggest, broke $100 billion. So there are now 100 billion crypto tokens that are valued at a U.S. dollar that are trading actively across the planet right now. And that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
A lot of money. And lawmakers aren't happy about this, because it basically means that people can transmit the U.S. dollar, can send it to, you know, from one to another person, and cut out the government and the banks from the picture for the most part. It's free.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is focusing on tackling violence today. The president meeting with several city officials from around the country at the White House. They include the mayors of Washington, D.C. and San Jose, along with the Democratic nominee for New York City mayor. When it comes to the increase in crime rates, Republican Congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck, believes it's all due to progressive policies.
These criminals are getting out of prison too fast. And they are not even being detained pending trial, and so they're committing multiple crimes. And the crime rate is going to be a significant issue in the 2022 elections.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Thousands of Cubans are taking to the streets protesting the nation's communist government. Some of the biggest demonstrations in decades were held in cities across Cuba over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new survey reveals how post-high school plans are returning to what they were before the pandemic. The report from Discover Student Loans found 63% of parents said their child's plans for what to do after graduating from high school are returning to what they were prior to the start of the pandemic. The survey also said parents are still concerned about paying for college. It found 63% are worried about the cost. President Biden will be rolling out the red carpet this week for some distinguished guests.
President Biden will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week at the White House. The two are expected to focus talks on the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a recent surge in cyber attacks. It could be Merkel's final visit to Washington as Germany's leader. She said she plans to step down following elections in September after more than 16 years in power. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the stablecoin quote-unquote problem, according to lawmakers and officials from the Federal Reserve. Yes, they're not happy at all about the fact that somebody has created a more useful version of the U.S. dollar.
They're not happy that someone beat them to creating a dollar cryptocurrency.
Well, they're not going to be creating a dollar cryptocurrency.
They're not?
No. They're looking at creating a central bank digital currency, which is not a cryptocurrency.
Okay, fair point.
And to be fair, the crypto tokens in this case aren't cryptocurrencies either. They're tokens that operate on the back of cryptocurrency networks and require some amount of cryptocurrency usually to send those tokens out. So they're.
I think Nubits was an actual independent, non-tokenized dollar pegged currency, but it was very weak and it didn't stay pegged to the dollar for a long time in 2017. Yeah. It crashed to like 20 something cents.
DAI, on the other hand, has stayed pegged. There was some dangerous situations that people were worried about, but they made it through it. And DAI's sort
good on them.
Proven its mettle from this point in the past. And so let's talk about the concerns they have. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We have James on the line in Arizona to brighten our day. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, Drag Queen James.
Drag Queen James. Are you coming out?
James, I'm so happy for you.
So funny. Hey, Drag Queen James, I called to talk to you about a serious fair warning.
LRN.FM.
Saying the S word on the radio, dude. I expect better out of you, James, and shame on you for that.
Yeah,
disappointing.
I mean, if you want to call and insult me, okay, fine, yeah. But keep it FCC friendly, dude.
After all this time of you being banned from the show and then being unbanned, of course he's calling back, but he's not getting back on. And the nice thing is now we have caller ID here, so I don't actually have to answer the phone to know that it's James calling in. So
that is a neat feature.
Yeah, I'm really happy with this new phone system that we have in here. Not only can we take SIP calls that sound awesome, but we can actually see who's calling before we pick up the phone.
What's annoying is that, you know, he sent me an email called Fair Warning, like, yeah, right before he came on to give me the fair warning.
Right.
But
he didn't warn us that he was going to say the S word on the radio, though.
No, that would have been a nice warning.
Yeah, normally he's at least well behaved enough to stay radio friendly, and so maybe he's just had too much to drink tonight. Either way, James, you have one call per night. You can call back another time. So back to the story here at Bloomberg about cryptocurrencies, specifically the stablecoins, the ones backed by the dollar. Recently, lawmakers and officials from the Federal Reserve and the government administration have expressed alarm, both in public and private, that some consumers won't actually be protected should one of the firms not have the backing they purport to have. What they mean there is,
and one of these firms committed fraud.
Well, there hasn't been any evidence of that yet, but it could be the case.
No, I mean, if one of these...
Yeah. They also say the growing size of stablecoins has created a situation where huge amounts of U.S. dollar equivalent coins are being exchanged without touching the U.S. banking system, potentially blinding regulators to illicit finance.
Look, almost every government agency has already come out and said that the vast majority of cryptocurrency transactions are totally legal, not shady, not illicit.
Right. If you want to do illicit finance, get some cash.
Yeah, because you can't do cocaine with a dollar tether.
No, and there's no, you don't want to pay for cocaine with a dollar tether either, because it's traceable.
And reversible.
Yes, all of these stable coins are traceable. Whether they're all reversible is another question, but all of them are public. There's no private stable coin that I'm aware of, which leads me to ask the question, hey, Monero, why didn't you do this? Like, why isn't there a Monero dollar? You know, like a stablecoin dollar that operates on the darknet, you know, or that operates...
I wouldn't want one.
I know you wouldn't, but a lot of people probably would. Look at the popularity of these things right now.
I don't understand the popularity of them, though.
Okay, let me help you with this, because I was in the same situation until a couple of years ago. So when you take a cryptocurrency like a Bitcoin, and you turn it into dollars. So let's say you're on Coinbase and you say, I want to take my Bitcoin, I've made all this money on it, right? And I want to turn it into dollars and pay off my mortgage or whatever. And you go and you sell the Bitcoin. Well, as I understand it, the government considers that a taxable event, because now you have earned quote-unquote capital gains on that Bitcoin.
Okay.
However,
assuming it was higher when you sold it than it was
correct
when you bought it.
Correct. And I don't agree that people should have to track that crap. I think it's ridiculous, the idea that you should somehow know when you bought all of the Bitcoins that you bought or earned, because a lot of us earned cryptocurrency instead of buying them. So what's that mean? So there's a lot of really ridiculous questions regarding what the government rules are on that. But that's my understanding of it. But what is it when you take a cryptocurrency and exchange it for a cryptocurrency token? Is that a taxable event?
I see.
So, and also, it opens up for traders way more options. So every exchange on the planet, almost all of them, have stablecoin and crypto, what they call trading pairs. So if you are trading Bitcoin for, you know, other things, you want to buy Bitcoin or sell Bitcoin for Dash or Bitcoin Cash or, you know, these various different trades, you can also put them into the stablecoins on exchanges. So let's say you see Bitcoin's price is tumbling. Bitcoin's going down. You think it's going to continue going down, and you had purchased some Bitcoin at some point. So let's look at this, the 60,000 hit that it went up to earlier this year. You bought Bitcoin at, or earned it at $30,000, and it went up to $60,000, and you're like, all right, and then you notice it's starting to fall. and now it's 50,000. Now it's, you know, 49,000. You're like, okay, I think I should trade my Bitcoin for stablecoins on an exchange, lock in the price in dollars at that point. So you, let's say you do it at 50. Well, now you've got 50,000 Tether on the exchange, and the price of Bitcoin continues to fall. So the dollars in that case are actually more worth having because you expect the Bitcoin is going to come back. The Bitcoin, let's say, falls down to 30,000. You then take your 50,000, buy back the Bitcoin that you sold already at the lower price. Now you have the same amount of Bitcoin that you had before and the Tether with which you could then go and buy other things with at that point. So does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, so there's a trading usage that's very, very useful of these things, and you're not trading into the actual dollar. You're not using the real dollar. You're not receiving dollars in a bank account when you're doing that. It's just a dollar token on the exchange that you use as though it's a dollar. So it allows traders to do a lot more and may or may not have some sort of tax benefit. I'm not giving tax advice. I don't understand the government's tax system. I have no
idea. The government doesn't understand the government's tax system. It's something like 80,000 pages, isn't it?
True. And there's actually studies that have been done where people call the IRS and ask the 10 most basic, most asked questions to the IRS, and they don't have the right answers a lot of the time.
I'm not surprised. I remember seeing a study done several years ago. It was, I think, 30 different accountants doing someone's taxes for them, and all 30 different accountants came up with different answers
on what they
were supposed to pay. I mean, it's a mess. It's 80,000 pages. No human being can parse that amount of information.
So here's another potential benefit for you of these stable coins. As we discussed earlier, dollars in other countries are useful. Right, because if the governments there are hyperinflating their currencies, you know, as much as we don't like the dollar, it's still not as hyperinflated as the rest. So
I would rather people use dollars than bolivars.
Yeah, exactly. So if they can get themselves these stable coins, it's a way for them to actually put value into, to essentially open up a dollar-based account, which is prohibited in their country. You can't go into the bank in Cuba and open a dollar-based account. You can't go into the bank in China and open a dollar-based account. But you can have stable coins in a Edge wallet that the government doesn't know about. So it's a way for people in other countries to aggregate value in a way that their governments can't even track and keep it in the dollar. Now, again, I agree with you. They should probably put it in cryptocurrencies instead of that. But
baby steps.
It's useful, is what I'm saying. 603-283-6160. In my opinion of it, 3 or 4 years ago, used to be, why the hell would you want to, you know, crypto dollar? That's why. So 603-283-6160. And the government sure doesn't like it. Like they said here, they're worried. Oh, we need to protect the consumer from these stable coins. It's free.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Moments remain here, enough time for you if you want to jump on the lines with us. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Aria.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the phenomenon of the stable coin. And we just went through kind of a quick exercise where I explained why in some circumstances stable coins are useful in the case of trading online without actually turning crypto into real dollars. They're useful. They're useful for people in other countries who want to get their hands on the dollar, but they can't open accounts in the dollar in their countries, and it allows them to put some wealth away in a way that the governments can't track. At least that they wouldn't know about. They can track. So, like, stable coins are completely trackable. If somebody knows you have stable coins, they know your wallet address, they can watch, they can see whenever you spend them. But regardless, according to Bloomberg, the people in the U.S. banking system, the Federal Reserve specifically, and the government gangsters in D.C., calling themselves lawmakers, are very concerned. According to Lev Menand, an academic fellow at Columbia Law School, in his testimony to a Senate banking subcommittee recently, he said, quote, "They're dangerous to both their users and, as they grow, to the broader financial system." Now, that's a ringing endorsement to me of
It's hard to hear anything else.
The stablecoin situation. Administration officials have expressed concern to representatives of stablecoin issuers in recent weeks that consumers don't understand that money held in a stablecoin isn't protected by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
I suspect they do understand that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, how many people even know what the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is? I mean, they may have seen the little logo at their bank counter, but what percentage of bank customers even know what the FDIC is?
That's a really good point. And for those who don't know, it is a guarantee. I mean, to prevent bank runs, the federal government will cover that amount of money in the event that the bank doesn't have your money. So if you have I think it's $250,000 now. So if you have $275,000 and you try to withdraw it and the bank doesn't have it,
I think you've misidentified what it is. So I wouldn't say it's to prevent bank runs. It's to prevent bank failures. So if the bank fails in some way, if it closes.
Yes, that's a fair way of putting it.
Yeah, then the federal government will supposedly make you whole. But I suspect that they're not obligated to.
I thought it was mostly a matter of if the bank didn't have your money for whatever reason, like...
Yeah, I mean, supposedly.
Like in the event of a bank run.
In the event of a bank run, you're going to see other things being imposed, like they do in other countries, right, where they freeze any access to accounts, or they limit at the country level the amount of money you can withdraw from an ATM, which is what we've seen happening in Greece, for instance, in the recent past.
Well, I don't mean nationally, but like at a local bank, at like Sycamore Bank in Mississippi, mm-hmm. if they were to experience a bank run. For whatever economic reason that they went through one, I thought the point of the FDIC was to guarantee people would receive a certain amount of their money back.
I'm just speculating here, but I think if you looked at the details, I suspect it's not guaranteed.
Making it useless.
I suspect that if it was a real bank run situation, that the feds would just renege on the offer, and you'd have no way to sue them. You'd have no recourse whatsoever on that. The general understanding, my understanding of the FDIC is if a bank fails, meaning that if it, for whatever reason, is going out of business and you had money and they spent it on something or whatever, and you can say, hey, I had this money in this account, the FDIC is supposed to make that good.
Okay.
A bank run, you know, is where they close the bank because they can't, you know, fulfill all the requests for withdrawals.
And for people who are wanting their money back.
Yeah, and maybe they would come into that situation, but usually if a bank run is going to happen, it's happening on a wider scale, right? Like it's an economic disaster situation, and it's not just one bank that's having a run. So
they're worried that the stablecoin's not protected by the FDIC.
Oh, you know what else is true? There's a bunch of websites out there that will actually pay you like 10% interest on stablecoins. So you want to know why the banks are upset about this? Because these websites out there, like, let's see, one of them's Nexo, Celsius, I think there's CoinLoan.
I remember we talked about these in the past. It's basically you loan them your Tether or your dollar Tether, whatever cryptocurrency it is. I say Tether, but that is a specific.
That's one crypto token, yeah.
And they will, you know, loan it out to other people or sell it to other people, whatever. They will make a profit of it, and they will actually give you 10% interest on your loan.
APY, 10%. Good luck finding a bank that'll give you one.
Yeah, I've only ever seen, like, 0.25, I think, at the most.
It's a joke. Bank interest rates are laughably low, and these other companies, they just flipped the scam on its head, and they said, you know what? You know, we don't have the overhead these banks have. We don't have the locations. We don't have the staffing, you know, issues. We don't have to deal with the customers like that. We don't have the costs that these banks have. We don't have the compliance requirements. We're going to give our customers decent rates. Now, are they insured? That's another question. You need to do your due diligence and find out if these companies have any kind of insurance coverage whatsoever. I mean, because you are giving your money over to their custody. So it is a legitimate concern asking, are they insured?
But the government's job isn't to protect people from not doing their own research.
Correct. So they could potentially lose money on a stablecoin, according to a person familiar with the matter who requested anonymity to describe confidential discussions. The person said officials are worried that criminals could use stablecoins to transfer money without having to touch a bank, meaning
they can do that already with cash.
They could, but you can't easily send cash, you know, from the U.S. to Cuba, for instance.
True.
Meaning that they could avoid protections to catch money launderers and other illicit activity. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren compared stablecoins to wildcat notes issued by poorly capitalized banks in the 19th century that later stuck many of their holders with large losses. Speaking at a Senate Banking Subcommittee hearing last week, Warren said that, this was a few weeks ago, by the way, Warren said that if the Federal Reserve were to issue its own digital currency, consumers could get the benefits of a stablecoin without that kind of risk.
But they're not getting the benefits. the benefits, as you've outlined, are that it bypasses all of these control mechanisms that allow people to actually transact freely.
Right. She's lying. She either doesn't understand the situation,
which
or
is
she's lying.
Very likely she's a politician,
or
which means she's stupid.
A mixture of both is also a possibility as well. As you say here, Aria, the stablecoin has all kinds of benefits that exist because it's not part of the banking system, because it is outside, for the most part, of the banking system. Now, to be fair, most of the companies that are issuing stablecoins are happy to obey the regulators. They want to be seen as good little, you know, regulatory citizens, and they will do what they're told by lawmakers for the most part. DAI may be the exception to that rule because it is decentralized, and therefore they can't undo transactions, as I understand it. But what she really means is, if the Federal Reserve issues its own digital currency, and they're investigating that possibility,
I think it's inevitable.
The federal government would get the benefits, not you, not the consumer. The federal government, the Federal Reserve, would then have control over your wallet. The Federal Reserve would then get to decide whether or not you get to send your dollar coin to whoever it is you want to send it to. And you better believe they're not going to let you send it to Cuba.
No, and then we're right back into the system where you try to send someone money for a completely legitimate reason,
and
but the bank
flagged.
Or whatever, it gets flagged, or the bank asks you to play 20 questions with them, and you're just trying you're just trying to pay your grandmother's life insurance bill or medical bills or whatever. It's a broken system.
The U.S. and other nations are already considering launching their own digital currencies. These coins, known as central bank digital currencies, would be direct competitors to stable coins. Later this year, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston will publish research and open source code showing technology that could underpin a digital dollar. So they are working on this. It's not official in any sense of the form at this point.
Open source is promising. That's a surprising feature.
It's just a misdirection. They're only open sourcing the sort of the pitch, basically. They're like, hey, look, here's what we can do. You can better believe the end result is not going to be open source. Last month, in a statement on the Fed's progress,
however, Bitcoin is open source.
It sure is. The Fed chairman said that stable coins could pose risks to the financial system. He says as stable coins' use increases, so must our attention to the appropriate regulatory and oversight framework. Widening use of stablecoins could fragment the financial system, according to Fed Governor Lael Brainard. That sounds like great news.
Dude, they have no idea how far behind they are.
Oh, I love it.
They're just now getting to Tether.
Yeah. And Tether's got like $60 billion in assessed value, market cap. Out of time for tonight. We'll post this article, and you can see all the rest of the stuff we've talked about on our social media site, which you should join over at social.freetalklive.com. It's free to do that, and you can express yourself there.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.